Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. So sing generations of men and women who endured all kinds of tough times. Today, however, our generation is not so sure, not so confident that God is our hope for years to come. They wonder, uncertain, not completely convinced. Lacking is an understanding of who God really is, what a Christian's relationship to Him means, and what God has promised to do. Many who do consider themselves to be believers are suffering from a spiritual malady which I call the despair of hope. When they expect God to say yes, He often says no, and they are thrown into deep distress. This God who is our hope for the future has revealed Himself in a book. It's the Bible. It spans the centuries of time and has more to say about hope than any other like book in the world. Some 158 times the Bible speaks of hope, and that under a wide variety of circumstances. Women who were barren talked about the hope of having children. Men and women in prison talked about the hope of deliverance. Paul spoke about Abraham facing an impossible situation in the natural, that of having an heir born to his wife who was long past the age of childbearing. And others, facing certain death, spoke of the hope of deliverance. But the hope which the Bible offers is linked to the reality of a God who is there, a God who cares for you, and, yes, who loves you enough to say no when you want a yes answer shouted loudly from heaven itself. The lesson you can learn from these who have been in difficult situations is that there is hope, and there is an antidote to the despair which drives so many of our contemporaries to drugs, alcohol, depression, and sometimes suicide. The despair of hope has an antidote. Hope, whose source is God Himself. No one single individual talked more about hope than did Job. He was the one who seemed to be consigned to become the whipping boy of God Himself. Do you remember Job's story? It's contained in the Old Testament book that bears his name. Incidentally, should you think that the despair of hope is a 21st century problem, the events which took place in this book are among the oldest recorded events in biblical history, probably taking place about the time of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. Job's world came crashing down on him when Satan, yes, the enemy of our souls, who was still attacking God's children, came to strip him of his possessions. His family went, his self-respect. Even his friends pointed their fingers, saying, "Aha, Job, you're getting this because you must be wicked." Job's hope weakens, but never breaks. "Oh, that I might have my request that God would grant what I hope for," he cried out. He said, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope." But he didn't give up. He cried out defiantly, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." Friend, God honors trust and hope. And that's what brought Job through this ordeal. Don't give up when you become infected with a virus of the despair of hope. Sometimes you have to tell your emotions where to get off. Realize God is the source of hope, and He alone can drive back the despair and the hopelessness of a broken world.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.